Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We welcome you to the weekly pastoral Bible study and prayer services of the Beulah Tabernacle Church. Today is Tuesday, January 19th, the year 2021, the eve of the inauguration of the new President of the United States of America and Vice President, a historical moment in time and in the history of the United States, where for the very first time in our history, a woman of color, a woman of color will be the vice president of our country. We are on the verge of a great experience. Not only are we expecting to see things great unfold within our country, despite the fact of the polarization that is present due to the pandemic, as well as the plague of racism and hatred that runs rampant within our country, indicative and reflective in the assault on our Capitol just a few weeks ago. We have entered into 2021 with a declaration that the Lord has placed within our spirits to charge, to challenge, and to encourage you, the people of God. It shall be done in 21. Our foundational scripture is being shared right now for those of you that have the capability of using a cell phone with video feature. I am sharing my screen right now so that you might be able to follow along, take notes, and to be able to be blessed beyond what you're able to hear, but also including what you're able to see. The word of the Lord to us tonight, the foundation of it, Matthew chapter 21, verses 20 through 21. It says that when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How soon is the fig tree withered away?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." I don't know if I've got anybody on this line tonight that's willing to just, you don't have to unmute your phone, but if you will believe God with me, can you declare it shall be done? Tonight, I want to encourage you to get pen and paper. Do not allow this moment to pass you by from taking notes. As a matter of fact, as I have often encouraged you before, so will I remind you again tonight that you should always come to Bible study, prayer, and even Sunday services. Anytime the word is about to be taught or preached, you ought to come with your pen and paper and your Bible. You don't want to allow your memory to mislead you into thinking you're going to remember everything that's going to be said. As a matter of fact, there will be some divine witness in your spirit and even divine revelation that will come to you by the Holy Ghost that will not be the words that I share. But though the words I share be a catalyst, God will speak directly to your heart. You cannot afford to miss revelation. And so let us continue with our 2021 verses. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Those of you that have followed the ministry for some time will remember this passage of scripture. as it forms the foundation for the church motto, take the limits off God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Glory unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Glory to God. It's not going to stop. God's going to keep working, world without end. Amen. And I'm throwing in an extra one. Glory to God. Another 2021. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 20 through 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. Let me read verse 21 again. And being fully persuaded. I'm going to read verse 21 again, because as we come into 21, you've got to do this. Oh, glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. The one that staggered not was Abraham. The one that was able to perform it was God. Oh, glory to God. My soul is excited already. And I'm going to rerun these verses back before you so that you can see how the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Now, these verses have been in the Bible for as long as we've known them. But when I began to see how the Spirit of God was directing me, there were three passages of Scripture that were powerful and relevant, and the theme of which is consistent as it relates to trusting God for the great thing, believing God for something powerful, exercising faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And as we examine this powerful set of three passages of Scripture, I want to remind you, I want to reinforce this in your spirit. I want to reiterate it to you that the Lord is saying unto us, it shall be done in 21. Catch the vision, receive the revelation, and move forward by the power of God. Now, as I was preparing for the lesson tonight, the thing that I'm going to be sharing with you after this, the Lord explained to me that I need to deal with the blockers for what's coming next. I love the fact that God knows the end from the beginning, and he knows everything in between. And so the Lord has directed me to share with you these passages of Scripture as we prepare to go into what he has in store for us, because he knows that the enemy will try to block our faith. He will try to hinder our walk. He will try to get in the way of our progress. And so by the Holy Spirit, I share with you tonight these blockers to expose the enemy for who and what the enemy is. I'm going to need your help tonight to go through these passages of Scripture. And so I'm going to ask the volunteers to begin to put in the chat your name next to the number. You can just put number one and your name, number two and your name, number three, four, and five. And then finally, actually, the bottom line, glory to God, you can put TBL, or you can put six. It doesn't matter. In the chat, I'd like for you to begin to put your name and the number of the verses that you will read. We've got some reading to go through tonight. We are laying a foundation that's going to be powerful, and I want you to get the word in your spirit for this. It is the word. It is the word. Klotayara. It is the word that's going to strengthen you. It's the word that's going to make a difference. It's the word that's going to bring deliverance. It's the word that's going to bring strength. And in the name of Jesus, praise the name of God. Thank you. I'm getting some excellent responses very quickly. Glory to God. I've got, looks like people are jumping on the on three and number five. Bless your heart. I just need you to retake numbers. Praise the name of God. Okay, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, you got to move quick. You got to move quick. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I see the answers are coming in very quickly. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I need someone to please take number one. Excuse me. I need someone to please take number four. Someone for number one and someone for number four. Now I see, okay, I got the responses. I'm not sure who the person is that took number four. Please, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now we've got a lot. The person that took number four, there's a lot of people with that name. Help me out. Ah, glory to God. I'm excited tonight. I'm excited tonight. Praise the name of God. Amen. Amen. Very good. All right, bless your hearts. Let's get to it. Praise the Lord. Now, as I said, there are blockers that the enemy is trying to put in your way, put in our way. Because anytime we make up our mind to move forward for God, the enemy is always trying to hold us back. I know that there are people on this line that can relate to the fact that the moment you make up your mind to do something for the kingdom of God, that the devil will try to get in the way. But tonight we expose the blockers. We fear them not. We expose them because something great is about to happen in your life. And I'm so excited about it. I'm grateful to God that he has trusted me to lead you in this season to something greater than you've ever experienced before. Let us begin tonight. We're going to start with our first reader. I'm going to ask that you would please unmute yourself. Praise the name of God. We're going to be starting with Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 through 16. These are the list of blockers. For those that may not be able to see this and may just be listening, these are the list of blockers. The first one, Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 through 16. The blocker here is the level of difficulty. Sometimes people will think that the difficulty is too great, and as a result, it's a blocker. The second one is Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 21. Unbelief is a blocker. The third one, Numbers chapter 13, verses 25 through 33. Personal insecurity is a blocker. The fourth one, Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 13. Lack of dependability and faithfulness is a blocker. Number five, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 27. Fear is a blocker. And the bottom line of what the Lord is saying to us as we prepare to engage in what is yet to be unfolded, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. I don't think I have a reader for that. Somebody can put your name in the chat and I will see it straight away. And I will put your name for the last verse that we will read before we go into what God has to unfold for us. Again, I will share the verses and we will ask our reader to prepare to read. At this time, we are going to go to the first verse, Genesis. Amen. Chrisanne, thank you so much. Amen. Genesis, the first verse that we will be reading tonight, level of difficulty being a blocker. Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 through 16. Please, Sister Charisse, unmute your phone and share with us this reading in the name of the Lord.
Genesis chapter 18, verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a certainty bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way.
Thank you, Sister Charisse, for sharing that passage of scripture. What we have in front of us is the story of Abraham and Sarah, how the Lord gave a promise to them concerning the fact that Abraham would have a son. Sarah would bear him a child. Not just a child, but he said, thy wife shall have a son. Sarah was behind the tent, didn't believe it. As a matter of fact, when she heard it, she chuckled, she laughed. And she laughed because the scriptures let us to know that she was very old, well stricken in age is what the text says. And that basically means she was really an old lady. She was a wonderful lady. She had been a beautiful woman, as we all know. When the king, his name fails me now, Abraham was concerned that the king was going to try to kill him so that he can have Sarah, his wife. And Abraham convinced Sarah to lie and say that Abraham and Sarah were brother and sisters. And that was not the case. And Abraham was afraid because Sarah was beautiful and thought that the king would kill him in order to get Sarah. She was well advanced, past the age of childbearing. And when she heard the words that spoke concerning the plan of God, she did laugh within herself. And the thing about it is, God can hear it. She laughed silently. Scripture says she laughed within herself, but the Lord heard it. And then came the powerful, powerful question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Sometimes the level of difficulty that we perceive a thing to have causes us to delay moving forward, causes us to delay picking it up, causes us to put other things in front of it that are easier to achieve and accomplish, all because we feel that it's too hard. The scriptures tell us in a very familiar passage of scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I want you to know that there's nothing that you cannot do when God has called you to do it. When God has called you to do it, he will strengthen and he will empower you to fulfill his purpose. I'm going to say that one more time because I feel the Holy Ghost powerfully right there. When we speak of the ability of God working in us to do all things through Christ that strengthens us, we are speaking of the fact that we are able to do whatever we have been called to do, whatever our divine assignment is, because he strengthens us and empowers us to fulfill his purpose. Christ's sufficiency becomes my sufficiency. Christ's sufficiency becomes my sufficiency. Christ's sufficiency becomes my sufficiency. And I'm ready. Hallelujah. I'm ready and I'm prepared to do whatever he empowers me to do. There is strength and confidence that exudes from the heart who is relying on the sufficiency of God. Will you trust God's sufficiency? Glory to God. Let's go on to number two. Sister Zoe, please unmute your line. The second verse in the blockers is Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 21. And this blocker is the blocker of unbelief. Sister Zoe, please.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 through 21. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting."
Thank you, Sister Zoe. What is important for us as believers to understand is that there is power in Jesus. This power flows through his disciples. But you've got to understand that our actions reflect our trust. Oh, God, help me tonight. Our actions reflect our trust. When the Lord Jesus explained to his disciples why they were incapable of casting out the demon in the young boy, because the father of the child brought the son to the disciples first, thinking that because they were followers of Jesus, that surely they would be able to demonstrate their discipleship in what they do. His expectation was that they would be able to demonstrate their discipleship by what they could do. This man had every right to believe that if you were following Jesus and you were truly a disciple of his, a learner, a student, someone that is picking up on what he's putting down. I gotta ask you a question that some of our younger people might ask. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Glory to God. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? The disciples failed to follow in their actions. Their bodies were following him, but there was something that they were lacking. They lacked trust and confidence in the power of God. Unbelief doubt. It gets in the way. It doesn't mean that they have not had an example, but they are just not trusting it. This is what unbelief is. It is a determinate decision to not trust. It's not an accident. Unbelief is not an accident. It is a decision. Jesus said, if you will trust me and believe in the power that I have, you will understand that even before you raise your voice or lift the finger, you'll turn down your plate and talk with God. Oh, my God. Oh, Tayarabu Shanda. Even before you raise your voice or lift a finger to address or confront the external issue, you will turn down your plate and you will talk to your God. This kind of demon does not go out except by prayer and fasting. You've got to exercise discernment. This thing is a stronghold. And there are times when people, even the people of God, have allowed themselves to be influenced by the strange voice. Sometimes your voice is the strange voice. Any voice that goes contrary to God's voice is the strange voice. And so unbelief is a blocker. It will stop your progress. My God, let's go on to number 3. Numbers chapter 13, verses 25 through 33. The blocker here is personal insecurity. There's a lot of reading here, so I need you all to be patient and listen as Sister Tinley reads the Word of God. Numbers chapter 13. Follow along with her in your Bibles. Numbers chapter 13, verses 25 through 33. Sister Tinley, take us further, if you will.
And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak. The Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwelt in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelt by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
Did we lose Sister Tinley? Go on to 33, dear. Amen. Did we lose Sister Tinley? Maybe she touched a button on the phone. Amen. You ended at verse 31. Please pick it up at 32 and 33. Thank you.
Okay. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying,
The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up in the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come unto the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight.
My God, my God, my God. It's horrible when you see somebody talking themselves out of their blessing. They talk themselves right out of their blessing. Most of you are familiar with this passage of scripture. It is the report that's given to Moses from the 12 spies that were sent to spy out the land of Canaan. These were 12 individuals, one from each of the 12 tribes, representatives, but not just representatives, leading men, men of stature, men of reputation, men of rapport amongst the people, such that their analysis would hold influence upon the people. They talk themselves right out of it. We saw how that after 40 days, and it sure took them long enough to go through the land, they came back to Moses and Aaron. And now this announcement is shared in the audience of everybody. So the entire congregation of Israel is here listening to this report. So this was not a report that was given just to Moses and Aaron. Everybody was standing or sitting or had gathered, the entire congregation had gathered to receive this report. Can you imagine hundreds of thousands of people? This was the size of the people of Israel. Close to a million, probably over a million by now. The 600,000 was the fighting men. That was the men that were of age and could fight. That didn't include the ones below the age of 20, and it didn't include any of the females. And so you could easily imagine how that it was absolutely at the point of probably over a million people. This is the audience that hears the report. They come back, and keep in mind, they're in the wilderness. You'd think they'd be ready to get out of the wilderness. It's amazing how people get accustomed to a thing so much so that better becomes a challenge. They get so accustomed to a thing that better becomes a challenge. It's a challenge for them to get better. It's a challenge for them to embrace moving forward. It's a challenge. They were yet in the wilderness and they seem to not be ready to get out. God have mercy. All because of personal insecurity. Personal insecurity will cause you to see stuff that's not there and cause you to not see what's there. These men, the 12 of them, went into the country, they went into Canaan, and they affirmed that it was a land that floweth with milk and honey. It was a prosperous land. It was a bountiful land. It was fruitful. The idea of flowing with milk and honey is a metaphor for lush and flourishing. It was a good land. And then they started to talk themselves out of the blessing. It was great, but the people there are stronger than we. And they dwell in a country that has fortified walls. This is not tent dwellers. These are people that are large and in charge. The Anakim giants were there. The sons of Anak that are part of the Nephilim, the giants, huh, my God, were there. And they saw that the country was fortified, not just with the walls, but the people had the whole place covered. They were all over the place. The Amalekites were there, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Canaanites. My God, everybody was there. And they got the people riled up by their evil report, completely because of their insecurity. Caleb stills the people. He tries to calm them down because at this point, the people, you can almost hear the murmuring that is starting, the way that they're looking at each other as if to say, no way, no way, no way. But it's all because the people that should have been leading by faith were running in fear because they considered themselves and they did not consider their God. Caleb tries to calm them down and said, let us go up at once and possess it. He said, let's not even waste any time. We've come, you know, some people are just ready to go. They're ready to move forward. It does not matter what the test is. It doesn't matter what the obstacles are. It doesn't matter what the problems look like, because you know what? In life, you're going to have problems. You're not going to escape problems. So if I got to have a problem in the pursuit of what God has given me, I'd rather have that problem than have a problem because I didn't trust God. You're going to have a problem. You're not, you know, just because you don't move forward is not going to prevent you from having a problem, because the mere fact of not moving forward is a problem in and of itself. Those of you that know the history of this text know also the outcome of this text, how that the entire nation, everyone, 21 years and older, they died off in the wilderness. And because they took 40 days to come back with the report, the Lord charged them 40, a year for a day. And the entire nation had this journey could have been accomplished in a matter of days. It took them 40 years to get there. And when you look at this on a map, you'll even see that it looks like they're walking, they're covering ground that they had already covered. Oh, God. I encourage you, look at a map. Look at a map at this. You will see that they're covering ground they had already covered. And that's what happens when you allow insecurity to arrest your progress. They were arrested by their own insecurity, and consequently they repeated stuff that they had already covered. They were going back over stuff that they should have known. They should have already overcome it. Oh my God. Caleb tried to calm him down, but the people got more riled up. And the majority of the spies said, listen, they will crush us. They will destroy us. The spies said that the land is full of warriors. The people are powerful. And now this is the kicker. Because a person's speech will always share with you what's in their heart. It'll always share with you what's in their heart. A joyful heart, you know, a merry heart, a heart that is filled with joy and gladness. You know, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing when a person's heart is heavy. It's such a hard thing. It's such a hard thing. The scripture says that a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken. A merry heart, another passage says, a merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Whew. Their they spoke so powerfully of their enemies and so weakly of themselves. And they said this, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. They looked at themselves and sized up the issue within the context of themselves. Now, anybody on this line, if you did not know before, you're going to know this now. Everybody listening to this lesson, if you didn't know, you're going to know now. The Lord will never give you something that's your size. The Lord will never give you something that's your size. Anytime God gives you something, it's going to be bigger than you. It's always going to be bigger than you. But it will never be bigger than your God. I hope you feel that in your spirit. It may be bigger, and not may, it will always be bigger than you. But it will never be bigger than your God. Personal insecurity. Y'all know this story. The Holy Spirit is just giving a little bit of revelation on it tonight. Woo, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. We're going to go on to the fourth blocker. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 13. This is the fourth blocker. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 13. The blocker is lack of dependability and faithfulness. Sister Michelle Hobby, please.
Luke 16, 10 to 13 says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust and true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon."
Thank you, Sister Hobby. This text is a very familiar text, and most of the time it is familiar because of the last verse. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And truly, that is the case. Nobody can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and also serve the purpose of accumulating earthly possessions. You can't do both, because this world is not our home. As a matter of fact, the inheritance for the redeemed, for the spirit-filled believer, is not an earthly inheritance. Whatever we experience on the earth is a bonus. The earthly inheritance, that's promised to Israel. It ain't promised to the church. The blessings of Abraham can come upon us, but our inheritance is in heaven, which we look for a savior. Therefore, we don't take stock in the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporal. The things that we hold fast to and the things that we put our emphasis on are the things that cannot be seen. But when we look at this text, there is an element of constancy here. Constancy. Consistency. And the thing about strength is that strength is not ever going to be examined in the contest, in the context of no contest. It's going to be tested in the contest. It's going to be tested in the midst of a challenge. That's where it's going to be tested. It's not going to be tested when everything is going well. It's going to be tested when things are not going well. It's going to be tested when the money is running out. It's going to be tested when it seems as if you're doing this all by yourself, that you're walking down a path and walking down a road where there's nobody there but you. It's not going to be tested when the crowds are, you know, calling your name and everything is going in your direction. No. Your strength is going to be tested at the time when you need to be strong. Your strength is going to be tested when the challenge comes upon you. You're going to be tested when strength is something that you can almost choose to not operate in. Strength is a choice for the believer. And in the text, I got to say that again. Strength is a choice for the believer. And in this text, the strength that's being talked about is dependability and faithfulness. Sometimes people save themselves for when they get to the place they feel God has in store for them. They hold back on giving their all because they want to save themselves for the big day. They want to save themselves for the moment when they're at that place that God has ordained. This text says that mindset is a blocker, because what's being looked at is that you are faithful in the small things. It's faithful in that which is small. Because somebody that's faithful in something small can grow to be faithful in something big. A person who can only give themselves consistently when things are going well cannot handle growth. But a person who is dependable and faithful, the scripture says, despise not the day of small things. That's where you learn. That's where you make your mistakes. Oh, God, did I just say that God is okay if in your learning process you make mistakes? I sure did. You can't, because the mistakes that are made as you matriculate to a higher level, the ramifications are greater. So if you're dealing with the period of your life where you're managing and you're called upon to be faithful over the few things, do that job well. Do it so that people are envious of you the way you do it. And be careful, because there's some people that are envious of you already. And they will try to talk you out of your place of blessing. Blockers. Lord, have mercy. Your consistency in the small things will matriculate you to the large. But you can't give up. There's a verse of scripture. Now, I was trying to find it. Something about the day of adversity. Because that's when this test is going to hit you. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. You got to, your strength is being built up. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody right now. Your strength is being built up so that a lack of dependability and unfaithfulness won't stop you. But you've got to hold on under the pressure. You've got to maintain a merry heart. And this is why David's pronouncement is so powerful. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. As I told you before, a merry heart doth good like a medicine. Somebody's heart needs medicine. Somebody's heart needs medicine. That's from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, and Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13, and Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. But a wounded heart, that's deep. That's deep. A wounded heart. And the Holy Spirit is the healer. Oh, God. The Holy Spirit is the healer of the wounded heart. I'm gonna rest there just for a second. The Holy Spirit is the healer of the wounded heart. Sometimes our hearts do get wounded. Sometimes our hearts do get heavy. This is where we need to learn how to cry unto the Lord. This is where that prayer and fasting take over. Because what it does is it shows us that we're not relying on our strength. We're relying on the strength of God. Let's go on. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 24 through 27. Sister Carla Lowry, please.
Hebrews 11, 24 through 27. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than treasures in Egypt, for he had respected unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible.
You have to understand that faith is a choice. When we read, thank you, Sister Carla. When we read Hebrews chapter 11, and for those of you that may not be familiar with this, this is the roll call of the Hall of Faith. This is the listing in the scriptures chronicling in one place the great and many examples of those who believe God by faith. It's not exhaustive, but it is one of the greatest chronicling and cataloging of the individuals that trusted God despite their situations. Moses is identified here as a man of great faith. You all remember how when Moses was born, it was a time when Egypt was ruling and the Israelites, the Hebrews, were in Egypt and they were growing and they were growing and they were growing. And the Pharaoh that brought Joseph in and his family in, when God used Joseph to interpret the Pharaoh's dream, and the Pharaoh made Joseph the second in command of all of Egypt, the only person that had a greater authority over Joseph was Pharaoh himself. And you know, all of you that know the story knew what Joseph had to go through to get to that place. That in and of itself is a story. That's a testimony right there. Moses was the chosen person that God was going to use to bring deliverance to the people of Israel, as they, the people, the Hebrews, as they were locked up in Egypt, 400 years of slavery. They were there for about 430 years, but it was 400 years of rigor. God touches the heart of a mother to have the strength and the courage to spare her son's life and not follow directions of the Pharaoh, who understood that if I kill the boys, I'll kill the country. If I kill the boys, I'll kill the nation. That strategy is still in force today in many ways, systematically within our country. And the devil uses it against the people of God. Nevertheless, Moses' mother spared him from the death that was supposed to happen, put him in a basket that she made. The brilliance of a mother, you know, that was facing this kind of issue. She didn't know what to do. She probably never did this before in her life, but God gave her what she needed to get the job done. That's a testimony right there. God will give you what you need to get the job done. Moses was found in the basket by Pharaoh's daughter on the River Nile. She was barren. She thought that the Nile gods had answered her prayer. It had nothing to do with the Nile gods. It had everything to do with God. She picked out the basket, opened it up, saw the baby, and Moses' sister Miriam, the young girl she was, she ran up to the Pharaoh's daughter, and how that was even to be possible was is mind-boggling in itself. She goes up to her and says, "Would you like me to get one of the women from the Hebrews to nurse the child?" And Pharaoh's daughter agrees. And just the way that it all unfolded is nothing but God. And this is what I want to tell you. God is going to unfold this in such a way in your life that it's going to be nothing but God. But you cannot be afraid. Moses was put in a place now where he had to make a choice for himself. His mother did great. His sister did great. God did great. But now Moses had to choose. And he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He was living large in Egypt. He could have laid low, stayed under the radar, and had himself a good old time. He would have gone down in history. You know, who knows what the history would have been, but it certainly wouldn't have been a godly history. But he decided, he understood where his allegiance needed to be, and he allowed his allegiance to be greater than the fear. Because Pharaoh was incredible. Pharaoh was, I mean, you know, he was an ungodly man. He was a god in the eyes of the Egyptians. And so he wasn't going to take this spirit of insurrection. And here was Moses now, after he had done, killed an Egyptian and ran off to be in the wilderness as a fugitive. And now God is going to send Moses back with Aaron. Moses is a stutterer. He doesn't speak well. And Moses made a whole heap of excuses and made a whole lot of reasons why he shouldn't be the one. No, I can't do it. I can't talk right. Who are they going to say? You know, I don't even know who to say you are. And he made a mountain of excuses. And God just, you know, I could just see God shaking his head at poor Moses and saying, "Moses, Moses, Moses, Moses." And he answered Moses patiently and responded to him patiently, because he knew Moses needed to get it together. He had to get it together. And aren't you glad that God gives us the opportunity to get it together? I know I am. He gave Moses the time he needed, and Moses got it together. He esteemed the reproach of Christ, the fact that he would be ridiculed and be the object of consternation, the object of attack. There was something greater that he aspired to than what was in front of him. And it was that which was the greater riches. The greater riches was in front of him. And he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Who are you looking at? Are you looking at the Pharaoh, or are you looking at your God? Fear is a blocker. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. And we're going to go to the bottom line. Chris Ann, You got it, daughter. Take us to the bottom line. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. This is the bottom line, my friends.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Thank you, daughter. Isaiah speaks under the inspiration of God. Be careful how you speak. I know that there, you know, we don't always walk around speaking the King's English, that kind of thing. But when it comes down to the things of God, I mean, you know, if you're talking about a movie, you're talking about a show, you're talking about an event, you're talking about, you know, some music or what have you, you know. When we talk about certain things, you know, you don't necessarily quote scriptures. But when you are talking about purpose, when you are talking about your future, when you are talking about what God has in store for your life, you need to know what to talk as well as what to listen to. The prophet's words says, fear thou not. He's speaking on God's behalf because I'm with you. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. I am your God. This is a personal thing here. I'm going to give you the strength. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to support you. And I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to hold you up with my power. The right hand speaks of power and victory, strength, the saving strength of his right hand, of his right arm. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. The bottom line is this, that God is with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? I know we've got some prayer to do tonight, and we're going to do that prayer because I'm excited to hear what God has in the hearts of these prayer leaders for tonight. But before we go there, get ready for what's next. It shall be done in 21. I'm sharing my screen and I'm showing you something right now that the Lord put in my spirit. This is the reason why you needed to understand about the blockers. It shall be done in 21. Number one, this is the charge that I bring to you that the Lord put in my spirit for every single one of us. Let him that hath an ear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit says to the church. Each person is to identify three things that you will commit to completing by the end of May 2021. Each of us is to identify three things, and you have until next week to identify that. Each of us is to identify three things that we will commit to completing by the end of May 2021. It shall be done in 21. You know, this is not about God. This is turning back on us. God has already ordained what shall be done in 21. But I feel the Holy Spirit challenging me to interject the fact that if it's going to be done, it's got to be done through us. It is God that works in us. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The Psalms 1 person will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in their season. Their leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever they do will prosper. it shall be done in 21. Here it's coming right at you. Number two, these three things need to fit in the following guidelines. There's guidelines for this, because we're not just going to throw some stuff together and say, here we go. It shall be done in 21. Mm-mm. No. There's some guidelines here. Number one, it must be specific. Whatever that thing is, it's got to be specific. It can't be something like, I'm going to improve my prayer life. It can't be something like, I'm going to, you know, it could very well be something like, I will read the Bible every day. That's very specific. I will pray every day. That's very specific. It must be something, number two, it must be something, or letter B rather, it must be something that can be measured. So it's got to be something that, okay, if I'm reading the Bible every day, okay, yeah, I'm starting in Genesis, and, you know, by the end of the week, I'm not in Genesis chapter one anymore. I may be reading four chapters a day or five chapters a day or whatever it is per day. And yep, I can measure it. I have been doing it, and I can see that I've come from where I've started to a different point. It must be achievable. It's got to be something that you can actually get done. So if you wouldn't make a, you wouldn't make something up like, say, for example, I mean, you know, it could be done, I guess, but I'm going to climb Mount Rushmore in the next, you know, 4 months. That may not be achievable. You got to get there. First of all, you got to learn how to climb a mountain. You have to get the equipment. And if you never climbed a mountain before, you'd be foolish to try to climb a mountain without some practice and some preparation, some learning. So it must be something that's achievable, something that can actually, that you can actually get done. It may cause you to stretch. It may cause you to go a little above and beyond, but it can be done. Letter D, it must be relevant to you and your life. Don't make it something that has no relevance to you. A goal without relevance is a chore. I'm going to say it again. A goal without relevance is a chore. And so even, I'm going to step aside from this for a minute. Even if your parents get on you for cleaning up your room, there's some relevance in that. It's not just a chore. It's a discipline in terms of keeping things in order. Your teachers give you homework when you take a class. That's not a chore. That's a discipline. The idea of which is to reinforce what you've learned in school and to put it in practice when you get home. That's a great skill. And many of the skills that we frown upon in the world are actually powerful skills that you can use to accomplish God's purpose. C, D, it must be relevant to your life. Make it relevant. E, it must be something that can be reasonably done within the time allotted. It must be something that can be reasonably done within the time allotted. So in other words, you don't set a goal for yourself that it will take much more than 4 months, excuse me, or 5 months to accomplish. It may take, you know, 12 months. Well, that's not what we're looking for here. We're looking for something that can actually be done between now and the end of May. So those are the guidelines. Number three, and finally, carefully design these goals and plans. And let's make it clear. Make it something where we can see progress and determine whether we actually got it done. A lot of times in church, we talk a lot about scriptures. We talk a lot about using gifts in the church, singing, preaching, teaching, things of that nature. But sometimes we don't talk enough about living. What it means to live a fulfilled life. What it means to live a purpose-driven life. These days ahead of us have been designed by God to guide you into purpose. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be purpose. It's going to require you to buckle down and focus, but it's purpose. The enemy is going to try to discourage you, but this is purpose. I'm so excited. It shall be done in 21. It's going to turn into a year of incredible, purposeful living. And when you have purpose in front of you, you handle disappointments differently. When you have purpose in front of you, when you're driven by purpose, you handle setbacks differently. When purpose is driving you and purpose is calling you forth, you understand, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. If I've got to go through this so that the power of God might be manifested in my life, if I've got to deal with this period where I'm not seeing clearly, but I got to trust where I can't see, oh God, this is the life. And so tonight, we're getting ready to pray. We have Brother Paul, Sister Denise, and Sister Zoe, who will lead us to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. And I will give the closing prayer. Let's get in the presence of God. I'm going to ask them to take 5 minutes apiece and take us before the presence of God based upon our lesson tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Paul, Sister Denise, and Sister Zoe, in that order, let's go before the throne of grace and bombard heaven.
Father, we thank you right now. We praise you and we glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised, my God. Hallelujah. This certainly is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad. And we just thank you today, Lord God, hallelujah, for your grace and your mercy upon our lives. We thank you today, Lord God, for even keeping us, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Before we go any further, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Lord, if there's anything, Lord God, that we said that didn't please you, anything that we, any thought that we entertained that didn't give you glory, anything we've done with our bodies, Lord God, hallelujah, that didn't give you praise, Lord, we ask you to forgive us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that even though our sins may be as scarlet, Lord God, because of the blood, hallelujah, that you shed upon Calvary, Lord God, you will make our sins as white as snow, Lord. We just say thank you today, Lord God, for keeping your hand upon our lives. We say thank you today, Lord God, for bringing us through, Lord God. You know, last year was a very rough and terrible year for some people, but we say thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through into the new year, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God, under your blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just say thank you tonight, Lord God, because, Lord God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, Lord God, hallelujah, but you've given us love, power, and a sound mind, Lord God. Allow us to keep our minds on you, Lord God, hallelujah. Allow us to keep, continue to hide your word in our heart, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will not sin against you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just praise you tonight, Lord, for loving us the way that you do. We praise you tonight, Lord God, for just the love you've given us. We praise you tonight, Lord God, because you're so wonderful in our lives, Lord God. Lord, help us to just continue to trust you with all our hearts, Lord God, and lean not unto our own understanding, Lord God, but in all our ways, Lord God. Help us to continue to trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Continue to have us trust you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord God, because we are in the last days, Lord. We are in a time, Lord God, that you are coming back, Lord God, hallelujah, for a church without spot or wrinkle, Lord, and we need you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You say, Lord, if we have faith to size of a mustard seed, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can move mountains, Lord God, hallelujah. And a lot of us are going through so many things. We have so many mountains, Lord God. But Lord, if we trust you, Lord God, if we trust you and we have faith, we can move those mountains, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just say thank you tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise you tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, thank you so much, Lord God, for being in our lives, Lord God. What would we do without you, Lord God? Where would we be without you, Lord God? Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the blood, Lord God, hallelujah, that you shed upon Calvary, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you, Lord God. We thank you that you're coming back, Lord God, for a church without spot or wrinkle, Lord. We just say thank you tonight, Lord, for having mercy upon our lives. You've had so much mercy, Lord God. Even though we've done wicked things, Lord God, you've had mercy on our lives. And we just say thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight for saving us, Lord. Thank you for your blood, Lord. If it wasn't for your blood, Lord God, we'd be in hell right now. If it wasn't for your blood, we'd be lost forever. If it wasn't for your blood, Lord God, we wouldn't be able to see. But we thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your precious blood that you shed upon Calvary. We thank you, Lord, for loving us so much, Lord. We thank you for loving us so much, Lord. We thank you for loving us so much, Lord. Continue to strengthen us in our faith. Continue to strengthen us in trusting you. Continue to strengthen us, Lord. Because as I said before, you've not given us the spirit of fear. We have not given us the spirit of fear. We will not fear what the enemy tries to do with us, to do against us. We will not fear anything, Lord. But if we trust you, Lord God, and you will continue to strengthen us, Lord. We praise you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. We lift up your name on high, Lord God. Your name is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You are so worthy. And we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace this evening, Lord God, with thanksgiving, Lord God, and grace, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for grace and your mercy, which endure forever. We thank you, Lord God, for lifting us up, Lord God, from waking us up, Lord God, this morning, hallelujah, until you lay us down tonight. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God, for you are worthy, hallelujah, of it all. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you are the way maker, hallelujah. You are the way maker, hallelujah. Our promise keeper, our light in the darkness, Lord God. You are wonderful, Lord God. You are marvelous, Lord God, and we lift your name on high. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for exposing, Lord God, hallelujah, the blockers, Lord God, that come to, Lord God, get us off course, Lord God. We come against the spirit of unbelief and personal insecurity, Lord God. We come against, hallelujah, lack of dependability, Lord God, and faith and faithlessness, Lord God. We bind the spirit of fear, hallelujah, that tries to entrap us and ensnare us, Lord God. We come against the spirit, hallelujah, of wickedness of every kind and unbelief and error, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. And if there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God, and we are your children, Lord God, we believe you, Lord God, to take care of, Lord God, the dry places and the hard places, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for keeping us in the midnight hour, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy towards your daughters, Lord God, towards your sons, Lord God, towards your children, Lord God, hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord God, and we declare and decree, hallelujah, increase, we declare and decree, hallelujah. Peace, we declare and decree, hallelujah. Faithfulness unto you, Lord God. Lord God, you are faithful, Lord God. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. And we stand on your word, Lord God, in this day and season, Lord God, in the Laodicean season, Lord God. We need you like never before, Lord God. Lord God, guide us to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Guide us, Lord God, to take up the bloodstained banner and march, Lord God. March, Lord God, hallelujah. Even as the soldiers, Lord God, on in Washington, Lord God, have to march and be on guard, Lord God. Guide us, Lord God, to be the soldiers in your army, Lord God, on watch, Lord God. Lord God, watching, Lord God, hallelujah, day and night, Lord God, without sleeping, Lord God. Guide us, Lord God, even as the spies, Lord God,
word, Lord God, going forward, hallelujah, to inspect the land, Lord God. Guide us, Lord God, hallelujah, to be, Lord God, your, Lord God, spies, your eyes, Lord God, your soldiers, Lord God, with good report, Lord God, not giving in to the enemy's tactics, Lord God, but standing as soldiers, Lord God. And Lord God, if we have to take battle scars, Lord God, guide us to take battle scars, Lord God, for the glory of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And as we create our SMART goals, Lord God, we ask you to keep us, Lord God, strengthen us, Lord God, hallelujah, to pick, Lord God, and Lord God, commit, Lord God, to commit, Lord God, to what, Lord God, you have given us, Lord God. But Father, you haven't given us the spirit of fear, Lord God. You haven't given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And we thank you, Lord God, because our name, hallelujah, is written in the Lamb's book of life, hallelujah, and nothing or no one can separate us, Father, from you, Lord God. We are persuaded, hallelujah, neither death nor life, nor angels, principalities, things present, past, or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us, hallelujah, from you, Lord God, hallelujah. We are yours, hallelujah, and nothing can separate us, Father, from you, no matter what devil, hallelujah, no matter what thing, hallelujah, no matter what imagination, hallelujah, no matter what wicked thing comes against us, Lord God, we are yours, hallelujah. So we lay ourselves on the altar, Lord God, hallelujah, prostrate before you, Lord God, this day, hallelujah, for this is the day that you have made and created, hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, hallelujah. No matter what comes our way, Lord God, we will stand on your word. We believe your word, hallelujah. And we bind the spirit of doubt, hallelujah. We cancel your assignment, devil, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ comes against you. You will not have, hallelujah, the children of God, hallelujah. We are safe in the master's hands, hallelujah. And nothing can pluck us out, hallelujah. We are God's children, hallelujah. Your creation, Lord God, hallelujah. And we bless your name this evening, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for giving us good things, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for increase, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for creating SMART goals, hallelujah. And Lord God, using the specific, hallelujah, measurable, Lord God, obtainable, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, things laid before us, Lord God, to obtain, Lord God, and fulfill our purpose on this earth. We thank you, Lord God, for we will not leave this earth, hallelujah, without fulfilling our purpose, hallelujah. No one left behind, hallelujah. It shall be done, hallelujah, in 21, hallelujah. And we thank you, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, have your way, Lord God. We are your children, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the teaching that you have given us today. The word from our bishop, our leader, Lord, the word that you have given to him to give to us, your people. Lord God, we pray the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. We pray over the level of difficulty, the blockers, oh God, the level of difficulty. We pray against it right now in the name of Jesus, that your people shall push past it, oh God, and push forth to what you've called us to do and what you've called us to be. Father God, we pray against unbelief. Lord, that our faith will be strong in you, O God, that we will stagger not with unbelief, O God, that we will know that you are God by not just who you say you are, O Lord, but because of the things that you have done, the things that you have done way before we've come to this earth, the things that you have done as we are here, and the things that you will continue to do. We see you, God, and we believe. We see you, Lord, and we believe. Hallelujah. Even when the day comes and the time comes where people tell us to not believe, oh God, even when the day comes and the time comes that people tell us that we will get hurt if we believe, Father God, we stand on you. We stand on the belief that you are alive, that you exist, that you have wonder-working power, and that your blood still prevails, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray against personal insecurities right now in the name of Jesus that attack even your people, that attack your people, oh God, that even though we have this belief in you, God, this spirit of personal insecurities still tries to come upon us, and we see ourselves, oh God, as less than greatness as you have created us to be. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that the blockers are removed from our eyes, that we can see what we are called to be,
see who we are supposed to be in you. See the purpose that you have put in us, no matter the size of the situation, no matter the size of the giant, oh God, no matter the size of our enemy, we can be great because we are your children and your spirit lives on the inside of us. Oh, Father God, I pray right now for the people hurting with their insecurities, oh God, hurting with rejection, hurting with the things they won't speak about, that your spirit begins to heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Heal their hearts, oh God. Heal their minds. The places that we cannot see or touch, oh God. Do your work in that place right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray against, oh God, lack of dependability and faithfulness. We are your soldiers in this army, oh God. We are your soldiers in this army. And in your army, oh God, we have to be strong where you can depend on us at all times, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Where it's reading our word or speaking to people in the street, oh Lord. Have your way on us. Give us the strength, oh God, to be dependable, where you people can lean upon us to get a prayer through, oh Lord, where you can trust in us, oh God, when you give us a task to do that we can complete it to the fullness, not just be overtaken by our emotions, oh God, or the things that we see, but we are dependable. We can stand upon what you have given us, oh God. Hallelujah. That we are faithful. Hallelujah. Just like our Father God, who is faithful and just in all of his ways, we can be faithful like you. Father God, your spirit is placed on the inside of us, and therefore we are your children. When people see us, they should see the characteristics of our Father, and faithfulness is a characteristic of our Father. So let it be seen, O Lord. Let people see our light so shine. Let people see our faithfulness in the church, O God, in our schools, in our families, O Lord, in our jobs, O God, hallelujah, in our communities, that we are faithful and dependable in the name of Jesus. I come against fear right now, hallelujah, that every form of fear is canceled. Every form of fear is exposed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. False reality appearing real is not going to work anymore. That tactic for the devil is gone. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know with the strength of God, the things that we see in front of us may not be how it will end. Hallelujah. So we speak to it right now. When I speak confidence, oh God, I speak courageousness over your people, oh God, that even if they see something that puts fear inside of them, they can know that they can stand up and still be strong and conquer it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, I thank you this day. And Lord Jesus, just like the bottom line says in Isaiah 41, verse 10, hallelujah, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Father God, we pray this scripture right now that we will not fear, hallelujah, because you are with us. We will not be dismayed because you are our God. You strengthen us, oh Lord, hallelujah. You help us, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. You uphold us, oh God, with your right hand, with the strength in your hand, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for these things. Father God, we thank you for the goals that we will set before this year, that your power will be honored, oh God, that you will be doing a marvelous work in your people, that we will accomplish things. Hallelujah. That we will accomplish things. We will complete things in the name of Jesus. We will not be a lazy people any longer. We will be a people of completion. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, Jesus, that these blockers will not stop us from completing our purpose. These blockers will not stop us from completing what you have put forth in us, oh God. Hallelujah. And I speak right now in the name of Jesus that it shall be done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Eternal God, our Father, tonight, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the coming together of your people. We thank you for the word that you have shared with us this night. We thank you that by the Holy Spirit, you have exposed the blockers that would seek to get in our path and bring us to a point of turning around, throwing in the towel, giving up, being so discouraged that we will get weak and weary along the way. But tonight, Lord God, we come together as the people of God. For the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We bless your name for your healing word tonight. We bless your name for your word that pours the oil of joy upon the soul. We thank you tonight for your presence, Lord God, that reminds us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. world. We bless your name tonight, Lord God, that in the gentleness of your spirit, you share with us your word so that we can line up with purpose. Oh God, tonight, I declare and decree that we will be people of purpose. I declare and decree we will be people of supernatural power. I declare and decree that we will be a people of praise. Yes, Lord, I speak it over these souls listening right now. I speak it into their hearts by the Holy Ghost that we will be people of purpose, power, and praise this year, Lord God. We will trust you like never before. This year, we're believing for healing in our midst. Oh God, for every wounded heart that has been wounded along the way. Oh God, we know that there are times when even a person who is sick, who has the will to live, that they can come out of that sickness. And that their will to live will give them strength to overcome even physical obstacles, physical sickness. And so, God, I pray that this will be manifest in the spirit. Oh, God, by the Holy Ghost, that you will restore strength of spirit, that you will restore strength of the heart. Oh, God, that you will restore whatever has been taken away. Lord God, your people have been before you, and we know the devil wants to hinder, but tonight we lock arms in arm and we stand together as one. Oh God, Lord God, I thank you. Your word tells us to stand together. Your word tells us to pray one for another. Your word tells us to forgive one another. Your word tells us that you raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're on our way up. We're on our way up in our experience. We know we've been called to a higher plane. We know we've been called to a greater experience. But tonight we embrace it and we say it's ours. Tonight we embrace it and we say that's me. Tonight we embrace it and we declare and decree that it shall be according to your word. And so for everyone that needs strength tonight, Lord God, I thank you for pouring it out on them right now. For everyone that needs wisdom, I thank you for pouring it out right now. For everyone that needs a touch, stretch forth your hand right now. Reach out into that home. Reach out into that room. Reach out into that heart and touch as only you can. Lord, we lift our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. Lord, we will lift up your name. We will grab our banners. We'll grab our timbrels and our tambourines. We will sing a song of the Lord. We will sing the Lord's song, even in a strange land. Thank you for a merry heart. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, although heavy, we will praise you. Although challenged, we will praise you. Oh, God, we know that all things are working together for our good. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. We declare and decree tonight that while we may be troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We may be perplexed, but not in despair. We may be persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We may be cast down, down, but we are not destroyed. Lord, we want to be more like Jesus. Have your way in us. Do what you want to do. And teach us, Lord, how to walk this thing. Hallelujah. To walk, Lord God, in the times of difficulty, to understand, oh God, that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort or convenience, but where he stands in the times of challenge and controversy and adversity. And so, God, help us to measure up. Help us to measure up by the Holy Ghost. Lord God, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you've unpacked before us tonight. And I pray, Lord God, that you will strengthen us as we hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, knowing that he is faithful, that you are faithful, that you will always be faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, that you are faithful who hath promised. And so tonight, Lord God, we thank you and bless your holy name in the matchless name of Jesus. I'm going to ask you, beloved, that are on the line to unmute yourselves so that the sound of Zion could be heard. There are people who are needing to hear the voice of praise. They're needing to hear the voice of victory. Please feel free to unmute yourself, that the voice of Zion can be heard, that the voice of travail can be heard, that the voice of the righteous can be heard. Feel free to unmute yourself and let your praise be heard. Let your worship be heard. Come on in. 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 Lord, do it. Do it in us, Lord. Do it through us.
Hold on to the hand of Jesus. I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your strength. understand, O Lord.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Thine is the kingdom that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. God, now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.